Hulu is coming in hot this month with new shows, new movies, and all new seasons of your faves. Don't miss FX's Clipped, the story of one NBA team's racial reckoning, starring Lawrence Fishburne. Stream a new season of Shoresy, the underdog hockey comedy that might just knock your teeth out. Then catch the high-speed drama Ferrari, starring Adam Driver and Penelope Cruz. Kick your streaming into high gear this month with so much new stuff to watch on Hulu.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
And now, from 16th Pole Racing, it's Finding Value with Mike Lidner, Tracy White, Scott Blair, and analytics from Jeff Fairman.
Good luck had just strung me to the racetrack I did go. She bet on one horse to win, and I bet on another to show. Odds were in my favor, I had them fight.
Hello, everyone, wherever you may be. I'm Scott Blair, and this is a special edition of 16th Pole Racing's Finding Value. It's special in a couple of ways. First of all, it's the first of two podcasts that we're going to analyze several different runners for the Kentucky Derby this weekend. And also, it's going to be our first video cast. We haven't ever done one of those before. Everything's been all audio. And we're going to analyze these horses. We're not necessarily going to give you plays. We're going to save that for social media this weekend. And but we're going to try to give you guys some insight on these different horses that we have picked out. So let me get the guys introduced. First, from the Spa City, we've got the horse racing ninja, Tracy White. Tracy, how's it there in Hot Springs?
Hey, hi, everybody. Doing great.
Good
to see you.
Good to see you too. Down from the head of the research department, if you look very closely back there behind him, you can see him, all the books, the volumes of books that he has. The research analyst, the head guy, Mike Lindner. Mike, how is it down there in Texas?
It's beautiful today here. It's good to see you guys. See being the key word.
Yeah. We haven't done that before. So we're excited about this. So let's get it started. We're going to analyze five horses here in the first podcast, and then we'll follow it up with a second one where we're going to do five more. And kind of working through the progressions pretty much through the horses that had the longest odds with little interest up to the horses that had the lowest odds and the most interest. So we're going to start with Mystic Dan, one that we're all familiar with because we've seen him at Oaklawn. Mike, take it away on Mystic Dan.
All right. Thanks, Scott. So as you said, Mystic Dan has been progressing through the three-year-old races at Oaklawn Park. We will discuss, obviously, Fierceness, the favorite in this race, because the Derby kind of starts with him. But if you look at buyer speed figures, there's only one horse besides Fierceness that has a buyer this year over 100, and that's Mystic Dan from the Southwest back on February 3rd. He had a gold rail. Everybody talks about it was a gold rail, and, you know, he got the perfect trip and so forth, which he did. But it was a slow pace, and he pressed a slow pace and still closed into it. I always think that's important for a horse to be able to close into a slow pace. He did run a 101 buyer. His Briss figure, which we focus on a little bit more, was also a 101. There's a chance of rain on Friday and Saturday. And if the track comes up muddy or sloppy at Churchill, then I think everyone should give him a look. He's 20-1 morning line. There are some knocks against him. We're going to talk about knocks against a lot of horses as we go through these. I'm not sure Golden Sense is a classic distance sire, but give him a look at 20-1. If the track comes up a little wet, he's going to be pressing the pace. There should be some speed for him to make up some ground on. I think Hernandez will have him along the rail, saving ground in the early part of the race. So don't go to sleep on Mystic Dan at 20 to 1.
Okay. So you think he's, and that's where I was going. I had that in my questions. Where do you think he's going to be on the back stretch?
Well, I mean, since he's coming out of the three hole, there's no speed. Well, I mean, Dornish is going to go, we think. So, and Sierra Leone is not going to drop back. So I think Mystic Dan can just break forwardly and work his way over to the rail pretty quickly, you know, get around Sierra Leone and then just be, you know, he may be mid pack. And again, with a 20 horse field, mid pack is, you know, 10th, right? So he may be 6th, 7th along the rail. He may be 10th, 11th, but he should get over to the rail, in my opinion, and save ground.
Okay, Tracy, what are your thoughts on Mystic Dan?
Well, along the same lines as what Mike was talking about, as far as the golden rail that he had in the Southwest Stakes, and of course, that was a muddy track, and maybe if it comes up muddy or sloppy, maybe he'll have a shot. I'm still not really sold on Mystic Dan, even if the track comes up sloppy. So I just don't, you know, although Kenneth McPeak and Ryan Hernandez have been a very good trainer jockey combo this year, they've done really well. But, you know, I'm going to be off of Mystic Dan. I just don't think he's going to be able to match up with some of these others, even if the track is sloppy.
Okay, and to wrap up on Mystic Dan, the things that I would say, the things that I saw that were positive about him was he has won over the Churchill surface. He has done well on sloppy surfaces. And as you guys were talking, I was looking one more time at Weather Underground, and boy, I'm telling you, it looks like it's becoming more and more likely that we're going to have an off track on Saturday. Now, of course, that could change, but right now they're forecasting rain. And so anyway, I just think that, you know, the conditions could lend themselves to help him. All right, we're going to go to another horse that we have seen at Oaklawn, Just Steel. And we're going to let Mike start again. Mike, what did you like about Just Steel?
Well, good old coach Lucas does not shy away from the starting gate. This horse has already run 11 times. This will be his 12th start. He is improving. He's out of Justify. So he definitely has the breeding to get the mile and a quarter. You know, Keith asked me as soon as getting his first Derby start. Keith has had an outstanding year at Oaklawn, kind of surpassing expectations from probably everyone except himself and his dad, probably. But he's really become a solid jockey. I don't think he'll, you know, ride tentatively at all. Just Steel improved in that Arkansas Derby, ran a solid second to Muth, who probably would be the co-favorite or second choice if Muth were able to run in the Kentucky Derby. Like I said, he's improving. He's bred to go the distance. He's got to win at Churchill. And if you notice on his workouts, you don't see this very often anymore by trainers, but he's had two 1 mile workouts. And so coach is putting some stamina in him. Again, I'm not picking him like that's my horse, but he's 20 to 1, and there's always a bomber or two that hit the board. And I think he's a candidate to do just that.
Absolutely. And I heard it phrased this way a little earlier this week. The coach, when there's a dance, his horses dance. They don't sit on the sidelines, right? They're not just sitting there looking at the girls. They're out there dancing. And you're right. He's heavily tested. Tracy, did you have any comments about Just Steel? Anything that you see about him that you like or concerns you?
Yeah, I mean, I like Just Steel at long odds. Probably have him in some of my picks somewhere. His Arkansas Derby was, you know, he had really good numbers in the Arkansas Derby and ran really well. My biggest concern with Jet, well, I've got two concerns. He hasn't had a break at all. He's ran since July 15th. It's as far as what's showing up on the form at Saratoga, He's been running ever since. He hadn't really had a break. That concerns me a little bit. That's typical for a Dwayne Lucas horse, however. And the other concern I have is, even though Keith Rasmussen has had a really good year and really improved, man, he's up in the, Kentucky Derby for the first time as a young, inexperienced rider. That concerns me a little bit.
Okay. And go back to Mike, and maybe I missed you saying this, but don't you think he's going to be kind of mid-pack right there where Mystic Dan is as well? That's where he's going to be most likely positioned.
Yeah, I do too. I agree with you. He had trouble in the Rebel, and that's why he was a little farther back in that race. But yeah, I think he's going to be pressing. And again, pressing could be 7th through 12th, but I think he will be mid-pack, kind of like mid-pack runners in the Derby. Yeah, can Keith get him and keep him out of trouble? Getting to the rail saves ground, but then you've got to bounce your way out of there. Or take a chance and stay on the rail when you turn for home. So there's a lot to overcome. Again, Tracy's notes about some of the challenges I totally agree with. But again, that's why you're going to get 20-1. If Joel Rosario were the jockey, you wouldn't get 20-1. So that we're talking about taking a shot on a long shot if you play him to win, but he could certainly hit the board and blow up some of the exactas trifecta.
Yeah, and a reminder, everybody. That's a good spot to remind everybody. We're gonna put together some picks that'll be on our social media pages coming this weekend, and you'll get an idea where we're gonna use these horses. But we think these horses are a factor and definitely are going to be a factor in the exotic wagering, and so we'll be using these horses in different ways. So the next horse, Tracy, we're going to let you go first, and it's Honor Marie. And give us your thoughts on Honor Marie.
Honor Marie. Incidentally, there's a little bit of an Oaklawn connection with Honor Marie. If you remember the Inside Connection tip sheet that was put out at Oaklawn for many, many years, the daughter of the person who put that out for all those years is part owner in Honor Marie. Her name escapes me at the moment, but anyway, there's a little bit of connection there to Oaklawn. But as far as really, really impressive race in the Louisiana Derby back on March 23rd. Just lost to catching, I'm sorry, Catching Freedom, just by a length, which Catching Freedom should be one of the, favorites in the Derby. And came up with some pretty good numbers. Is a closer, so she's going to be back there, in traffic, and that's always a concern in the Kentucky Derby with 20 horses and having to make your way through that traffic. I don't know that I would have her in as a win ticket, but she's going to be longer odds, and I'd probably like to have her underneath somewhere on my ticket. Don't know much about the trainer and the jockey Ben Curtis. But Ben Curtis has, won 32 races this year, 16%. So he does know how to win. And apparently, the trainer has a lot of confidence in that jockey. So I believe this would probably be his first Kentucky Derby, I would imagine. I don't remember him in any other derbies in the past. Has had a couple of really good works at Churchill. His last work was a bullet work at 59 seconds at 5 furlongs. So anyway, I think she's going to have an outside shot.
Well, let me just before we kick it to Mike, you mentioned the works at Churchill and everything. This horse has hit the board every time. In fact, finished in the exacta in all three starts at Churchill Downs. So he is very familiar with the track. And Mike, give us your thoughts about Honor Marie.
Yeah, a couple of things. First of all, Ben Curtis raced overseas in England and is one of the better jockeys over there. Just decided to move his tack to Fairgrounds this year. And you hit what I was going to say, Scott, that, you know, two wins and a second at Churchill. You know, they always say this, but Churchill, you know, horses like it or they don't like it. And this horse obviously will like Churchill. He is a closer. I'm in general not big on closers in the Derby. They rarely win if they're not on the lead at the eighth pole. But and that race at Louisiana Derby wasn't a fast pace, but it helped set up for closers a little bit. So, you know, that was in his favor. But he ran a good race. He was a pretty solid two-year-old, winning the Kentucky Jockey Club, which is a grade two, kind of the last good route race of the year. So I agree. Again, 20-1, these are the kind of horses we've talked about that you got to figure out which ones you like the best and get them in your exactas and trifectas, help blow up your ticket a little bit.
Okay, sounds good. All right, now it's going to be my turn to go first. We're going to look at Stronghold. And, you know, the thing is, and I don't, well, first of all, this horse did break its maiden at Churchill. So it's familiar with the track. It's got a win over the surface. I think this horse is bred a little short, but the main reason that I like Stronghold was because of, the running style that, we keep mentioning. This is another horse that figures to be, at least in my opinion, in the mid pack. Of the group, mid pack in the group, as they go down the backstretch, speed figures seem to be improving. I usually shy away from some of these horses that have come from the West Coast, but he did win the Santa Anita Derby earlier than that. You know, they ran the Sunland Derby earlier than they used to, and he went over there and won as well there. And so this horse has been very, very competitive, small fields granted, but I just like that the way he seems to position himself and get him ready for that stretch run. And so I think that he's going to be a factor. I don't know that he can win, but he did catch my eye. Mike, how about you?
You know, I looked at him at first and liked a lot of things about him. The more I looked at it, one of the things I do for the Derby that I don't do for just day in and day out handicapping is I try to compare the Beyer speed figures to the Briss speed figures. And I go by Briss. I like Briss the best, but obviously Andy Beyer knows what he's doing. And his speed figure out of that race, out of the Santa Anita Derby, is pretty low compared to the others. His 98 Briss isn't bad at all. I love his running style. And I don't think his breeding is all that bad. Go Zepper, you know, won the Breeders' Cup Classic. So again, 20-1 is a horse that, you know, you got to dig deep and see if that's one you might want to include or not. I don't know anything about his jockey, and the research department had closed by the time it was time to look him up. So don't have any info there for you.
Okay. Tracy?
Yeah, Stronghold. I mean, if this was a buy sell, I'd be selling. I don't care for this horse at all. I wish I could just tell you exactly why, but I think it's because, you know, it's coming from Santa Anita. I never trust those numbers over there at Santa Anita coming over to Churchill. They always go against 4, 5, 6 horse fields over there. Mm-hmm. You know, he's going to be in the mix with 20 other horses in this one. I don't know. I just don't like Stronghold at all for the Derby. I mean, he's been competitive every time he's run. I mean, he's obviously a talented horse, but for the Derby, I just don't like it very well. So he's probably your winner. So load up.
All right. Okay. Now to wrap up this session, we're going to take a look at one more horse. And this is from the Brad Cox barn. It's Just a Touch. And we're going to let Tracy start and give us your thoughts on Just a Touch.
Well, Just a Touch is one of the ones I really like for the Derby. Obviously, Brad Cox and Flo up as the jockey is, you know, a good combination, you know, obviously. But the biggest thing is I like the pressing style He's going to be right up close, doesn't have to have the lead, but can be right behind the leaders. He ran a really good race in the Bluegrass, just missing to Sierra Leone. He's come back and worked well at Churchill Downs. So I just a lot of things I like. He's ran a couple of races on a sloppy track and did just fine, won one of those, and his numbers out of those races were just fine. He's got a great post position right there in the middle of the starting gate. I think he's going to be a contender.
Okay. Mike, any thoughts on Just a Touch?
Yeah. If you guys listen to us much out there, you know, Tracy and I agree a lot. We handicap alike a lot, but he's one of my top picks also. He's lightly raced, but he's a Justify. And if you remember, Justify winning the Derby was very lightly raced. But he's progressed nicely with not only the distance of his races, but his speed figures. The Bluegrass was an extremely fast pace. And we're going to talk about the winner of that race in a minute. But the setup was perfect for a closer. But one horse hung on in second, running a length out behind the leader the entire way, and actually took the lead at the top of the stretch, putting that front runner away, and then got passed by a strong closer. Anytime I see a pressing horse that can hang with those kind of pace figures and that kind of hot, hot, hot race, I'm going to like in his next race out. Now, he can get cooked in this one too, and you got to trust flow that this horse will keep learning and learn to rate a little bit better. But at 10-1, I really like him in the Derby as a win candidate too.
Brothers Roofing and Restoration, a licensed and insured local roofing contractor in Arkansas. Since his playing days for the Hogs, Brother Alexander has been on rooftops many years as an adjuster, and in the past decade as a roofing contractor. He knows how to help you through the insurance process while replacing your roof using only the industry's best materials. And being a lifelong Arkansan, he'll be here to stand behind his workmanship and warranty. Call 479-353-3877 to arrange a time for Brother and his team to inspect your roof.
Well, you guys have covered it all. I mean, here's what I liked about this horse, and he was one of my top picks as well. Or excuse me, he is bred very well. He seems to be improving. He's from the Brad Cox barn. He's got flow. And what mostly I liked and what I saw was that speed figure that he posted and how he performed in that Bluegrass that was a very, very fast pace. And, maybe he has gotten maybe he got enough out of that race where he won't get cooked this time. Maybe he'll be able to go ahead and complete it. And maybe that Flo has learned enough about him. Brad has learned enough about him that they will make just the slightest adjustments on how they approach the race and give him the, let's say advantage, but give him the tools or whatever, or the strategy to get it done this time. But yeah, I really like Just a Touch, and it's strictly because that he can press and do it against the fast pace. All right, guys, that's going to wrap up pod one. We're going to come back and do pod two in a little while, and we'll cover five more horses. Guys, you got anything to say before we wrap up?
Nope. This is getting me excited. I'm ready to see this Derby.
Ready to go.
All right. We hope you guys can take some of the stuff that we've said today and apply it. And until you see us next time, go fast and win.
Until next time, this has been 16th Pole Racing's Finding Value.
Feel the pulse of the city. Feel the beat of the drum. Feel the bass blow your hair. In Las Vegas, live music delivers much more than sound. It's where music comes alive. With artists like Megan Thee Stallion, Maroon 5, Carrie Underwood, Shania Twain, Babyface, Lionel Richie, and many more. Every show is a playground for your senses. See the full summer lineup at visitlasvegas.com.
NetCredit is here to say yes, because you're more than a credit score. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partners. NetCredit. Credit to the people.
I've got prostate cancer, but I really wanted to make it to the big game with my grandson. And here we are. Go!
With ERLEADA, apalutamide, being there is possible. ERLEADA is a prescription medicine used to treat prostate cancer that has spread to other parts of the body and still responds to a medical or surgical treatment that lowers testosterone. ERLEADA may cause serious side effects, including heart disease, stroke, or severe skin reactions, which can lead to death, falls, fractures, and seizure. Seek immediate medical attention if you experience symptoms of a stroke or severe rash. ERLEADA can cause harm to or loss of an unborn baby. Common side effects were fatigue, joint pain, rash, decreased appetite, weight loss, high blood pressure, hot flash, and diarrhea. Ask your doctor if ERLEADA is right for you. Or tap this ad to visit ERLEADA.com. CP43-9267-V1.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. He's John Littlefoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
When raising a Pacifico beer with friends you just met turns into hitting up their friend's local art show, getting inspired to create something together, and painting your first mural, you found what was waiting for you. Pacifico. Life's waiting. 21 plus only. Discover responsibly. Pacifico Clara Beer. Imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.